Ladies and gentlemen, he's here.
I say now is a time to talk about solutions. What is wrong with telling people to dress appropriately? Speak well, speak appropriately. Am I wrong here? What's going on?
Don Lemon from our New York studios up in Harlem. Good morning, Don.
Good morning. Okay, so you guys see the movie starlets on the red carpet, the models on the runway. Most of them are dress size 2 to 4, if they're that big. That's a sample size that clothing designers add that they put out. They debut when they put their clothes to the public. Do you know what the average size dress size of an American woman really is?
18 and up.
Jay.
18 and
Jay,
up.
Jay, if you pay attention to TV, the fashion magazine is not 18.
I'm not talking about on television. I'm talking about walking around.
All right. You would think it's anywhere from a 0 to an 8. All right, Jay, not an 18, but that's nowhere even close. Here's what it is. According to WebMD, the average dress size is a 12 to 14, with most women fitting a 14 more than a 12. It's getting closer to a 14. The same site says that the average American woman is 5 feet 4 inches tall with a 34 to 35 inch waist. She weighs between, Jay, you want to guess?
Oh, no, nobody please. Mad at me. I got a lot of female friends.
All right.
It's already off to a good start with size 18.
With size 18, he said.
Yeah.
140 to 150 pounds. So you know who is sick of the false ideal of what women really look like? Well, women all over the country are. But salt and pepper. Yes, that's salt and pepper.
But they're not
push big. It real good fame. I asked him. You'll see. I talked to him about that. They're doing something about it. They've teamed up with Lane Bryant, which is a plus-size women's clothing company, to create a line of lingerie for real women, sizes 14 to 28.
Why did you do this campaign? Because I don't consider either of you plus-size.
Right. No, but you know what? It does speak.
But you're curvy.
Thank you. I'm working on it.
And that's a compliment. No, that's a compliment. Yeah.
Thank you. No, it kind of spoke to us because we, you know, what the campaign stands for is empowerment and, you know, self-worth and, you know, self-esteem and what does define beauty. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we try to, it comes in so many shapes, size, colors, forms, and we love what it stands for.
They look so good. They don't look a day older. That I think they look better now. Salt, though, says what drew her in was that young girls had been dying to try to be skinny and to fit in to a certain ideal. They said used to be a stick figure skinny. Now it's skinny, but you got to have a big booty.
Mm-hmm. Booty wasn't always in.
No,
it was in to not have booty. And black girls always have booty.
Yeah. Right.
And booty is all the way in.
People are getting
right
injections now.
I know.
Isn't that crazy?
That is, but that's a whole turn. Mm-hmm. You think that's for the positive?
I don't think the going overboard with the implants and the injections, you know, because that's a whole nother way of not accepting who you are, you know, when you go overboard with that. But I think for women who are naturally curvy, like we are, I think it's beautiful because it's naturally the way you're made. And to embrace that and not feel, I love the Lane Bryant campaign. Yeah. I'm like, thank you.
So find out about the new campaign on Twitter. You can search it by hashtag I'm No Angel. Salt and pepper, still keeping it real. It's almost 30 years. It's 27 years after Push It was at top of the charts.
And wow. Now they've got Lane Bryant. They've got the Geico commercial that runs every 15 minutes.
Yep. I was 140 pounds then, soaking wet. I don't know if y'all want to say what size you were then and now. But you're right. They got a lot of stuff going on. And they talked about how different hip-hop is.
And what did they said, say they about used, that?
They said... Sybil, that they used to do what they did to sell records. People don't sell records anymore. People become famous on the internet now. It's not that much about talent. And for them, it was about they had positive messages. And if they did say something that was kind of naughty, it was innuendo and a double entendre. Now it's raunchier and you just flat out say, you know, what you're doing in the bedroom.
But that's, she blah, said blah, that's blah. The music, huh? That's the way.
She said that's what, that's the music industry now.
And they look the same as they did 30 years.
I think they look better.
They do look better.
In person.
Yeah, they do.
In person,
yeah.
They look better. They look so good, and they're so full of energy, and they're so nice, and they're really into this campaign, and they're right, because none of the women in my family are
You said the largest
zero.
Size is size 28? Teddy? They have a Teddy size 28?
Keep going,
I'm just Yes, I'm just picturing.
So anyway, so they're standing up for women.
Keep going, Don. Don't stop.
Standing up for women everywhere, Jay.
Yes, you are, man.
Not everybody is a size zero.
Shut your eyes and picture that. 28.
Teddy.
Keep going, Don.
What color?
Keep going, Don.
Hope it's not see-through.
Pink.
Okay, well, I'm sorry, ladies. I'm sorry, ladies.
Don, you were on.
No, no, I'm saying pink. Pink is beautiful.
Don.
Please don't wear a teddy.
Seems like you ready.
I tried to get through a symbol without. I mean, Jay,
you know this
what
video?
Man.
You're
where
weak,
your teddy?
Man.
Could you see a size 28 in the background of the weekend?
Wear your teddy, ladies.